People from countries with major crises and natural disasters get TPS that allows recipients to work and live in the United States. Marlene Bastien is executive director of Haitian Women of Miami. She recently was in Washington, D.C. with TPS recipients and their families to meet lawmakers.
And then if we want to make America great again, we need to make sure, we need to do whatever we can. And we urge the Trump administration to renew TPS for 18 months for the 500,000 Haitians, Hondurans and Salvadorans, and also Nicaraguans.
Frank Mora is director of the Latin American and Caribbean Center at Florida International University.
So one of the concerns that the U.S. government, and this is true of Republicans and Democrats, is the violence in Central America, right? And how that is creating instability, not only in the region, but it often creates an environment conducive for drug trafficking and human trafficking. And people therefore flee those countries because of this violence.
The decision to continue TPS for the people of Honduras must happen by November 6th and the people of Haiti by November 23rd. I'm Odalis Garcia in Miami.